You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Mark Price, producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. As you just heard from Michael Cohen, in the trial of Brian Polston, the ex-Okemos teacher, he has been found guilty of six counts of sexual misconduct. Kevin Grasha, who's been following the story for us with the Lansing State Journal, will be with us at about quarter of the hour to give us the latest and all of that. So we will catch up on the latest from inside the courtroom at that point in time. And boy, are we going to switch gears here. We're going out to for a very nice interview with Captain Brian Davis, who is the Capital Area Coordinator for the Salvation Army. Good evening, sir.
Why, good evening, Cheryl.
How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad you could take a few minutes to be with us. You know, sometimes things come to mind and I think about them. And actually, my friend, the mayor of East Lansing, Vic Loomis, I refer to Facebook a lot here because I have interesting friends who let me know interesting things, put up a posting yesterday about the Salvation Army serving, you know, in the tens of thousands of people through mid-Michigan over the holidays. And I thought, boy, you know, I'd like to find out we see the red kettles at Christmas time, and I think, where does that actually go, and what does the Salvation Army actually do? So I thought I'd take advantage of you being willing to talk with me, and why don't you give us a little background first on what the Salvation Army is?
Well, the Salvation Army is an international organization, a movement started in England back in 1865, and most people in the country really think of us as a charitable organization, but don't realize that it really sort of comes out of our Christian foundation, that we're a faith-based organization that ministers to people in need because we feel that God's love compels us to do it.
Okay. And like I said, so many people think of the red kettles at Christmas time, but you're so much bigger than that. You're dealing with, times of crisis for folks in mass or one person and one family at a time?
That's a good point. A lot of times people are putting money in the kettle and they know kind of in this nebulous way that the Salvation Army does something good with it. But we help people throughout the year. We not only do Christmas assistance where we try to help people out with food boxes or food vouchers and toys so that their children can celebrate Christmas, but we try to be there throughout the year. We have an outstanding child care center at our facility. We also have a food pantry, the largest social service agency food pantry in the area. We also have basically what we call a family services office. Many people would think of it as a social services office, but really we try to think of everyone coming in as sort of family and part of the family. And we try to help with rental assistance, utility assistance, and even personal need items, things that sometimes people take for granted, soap, shampoo, you know, so just some of the basics that most of us don't even think about. Those are ways in which we try to affect people's lives in a positive way day by day.
Mm-hmm. Now, when Mayor Loomis put up on his put up a posting, he was basically putting out a thank you to the Salvation Army for, as he said, providing unduplicated services to like 12,600 mid-Michigan residents through their Christmas Clearing Bureau. Are these the kind of items and services that you're talking about?
That's the sort of thing. At Christmas, we helped, I'm sure Mayor Loomis was talking about the fact that we helped over 3,000 families, 400 individuals at Christmas, and we just really try to make that a special time for people who often on the margins or people who really are underemployed or unemployed feel kind of left out in the midst of all the celebrations. So we try to brighten it, as I said, with a food box or a food voucher, toys for their children. And we like the fact that we even set up a toy shop along with the Marines Toys for Tots so that these parents get to go shopping for their children and get to have that wonderful feeling, that thrill of being involved in trying to brighten their children's lives.
Where does the money come from for you to be able to do these things? Is it what kind of fundraising efforts go on or grants or so forth come to you?
Well, for our Christmas effort, The fact is, we rely on those Christmas kettles, those wonderful nostalgia pieces that people see out in front of stores and the merchants that allow us to stand there. That's a big part of it. Also, through donors in the community who respond to direct mail, or those who simply come alongside the Army and help us. There are a number of foundations. The Granger Foundation helps us out and supports us in terms of our Christmas effort. But a lot of times it's really just people who have wonderful memories about the Salvation Army and how they've helped throughout the years, who just throughout the years have given us donations that keep us going.
Mm-hmm. How can the public be a part of this? Do you look for volunteers to help, or is it in terms of bringing donations of either money or specific items that you need?
Actually, we do that all. We do all of it. We certainly couldn't do all the work we do at our facilities without the volunteers. We have had some wonderful long-term volunteers. And, in fact, we have a great volunteer coordinator who's always looking for new volunteers because it seems there's always a need. But we also have people who are very good at donating. Some are better at just writing a check or money. Some people like to help us out. We have some people who have really taken on personal need items as one of their concerns. Because sometimes people who haven't been in that situation for a long time don't know what it's like to have to worry about, do I look presentable for a job interview? And so we like to help out in those kinds of things with pretty basic things, toothbrushes, toothpaste, shampoo, soap, deodorant. So, I mean, whatever someone out there feels prompted, something that really concerns them, probably in some way they could donate it and that would help us out. We also have a thrift store here in Lansing. So sometimes people who are simply cleaning out their closets, people who have furniture that's still in good shape, but they're buying new furniture, or maybe they're downsizing or they're becoming empty nesters, and they decide to share some of those treasures with the thrift store. All those are important ways in which people help us out and continue the work of the Army.
What about people who need help? Where do people go who need help or get in touch with you and your services?
Well, the best way for people who need our help is to call us, our Family Services office. The number is 484-4424. But we work with a lot of agencies in the area. We're part of the United Way. And so usually the agencies in town, such as Capital Area Community Services and others, the Volunteers America, we try to work together. And so sometimes they'll refer people to us because of the services they know that we provide. And also, people can find out by calling the Human Services Referral Line, operated by the United Way, just calling 211, just as you would in an emergency call 911. Mm-hmm. And often they can help people know what's available at the Salvation Army or at other agencies in the area.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a wonderful organization, and I'm pleased to get a little more of an inside look at all the various things that your organization does. I appreciate you spending some time with us this evening.
Oh, well, thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity, and I'm always thankful for people like Mayor Loomis, who just make people aware of what's going on so that they can be better informed.
Very good. Have a great evening, Captain.
You do the same.
Thank you so much. I've been speaking with Captain Brian Davis, who's the Capital Area Coordinator for the Salvation Army, a wonderful organization doing some good things in the community. We'll be back after this break and talk with Kevin Grasha with the Lansing State Journal, who's been in the courtroom and who has the breaking news on the Brian Polston trial. We'll be right back.